This is big. Big. Really big. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
I never get to do that.
Call
someone sweetheart. It's my wife, Christine. How are you?
I'm great.
We're going to do a show, right?
We are. This is it.
What's it called?
Christine and Marty Live.
How did you get your name first?
I gave the option. I said, pick one of these, mm-hmm. either name first, and that's what they picked.
And the boss
the
chose
boss.
Your name first. Spack did.
He's smart.
Okay. So we have your friend on the phone. It's something important we've talked about a lot, and I want to get to him in a second. But I want to make sure we understand we're not just here to talk about us, right? Because
right.
us involves them a lot, right? The community.
It always does, yeah.
So whether it's kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Money, finance, vacations, school, masks, COVID, the damn dog, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're a part of this community. We've been here so long, and I think that's why we wanted to do this.
I think it's extraordinary, too, that, and I'm so blessed to be able to do this with you, and I'm so grateful you're doing it, because she definitely had some trepidation, that a lot of folks don't know we're married still.
That is true. It's amazing, because we've been married 17 years.
How the hell could that happen?
Well, because I use my maiden name on TV, so it's a little confusing.
Is
I
it
do
now?
Get that. I do.
Okay. And people say there isn't a couple that could be more different than me and you. Is that true?
I think people who only know your exterior think that. But people who know you deep down and know your heart and, you know, what you're really all about know that we, you know, share a lot in common. But yes, on the outside, I would say I can understand why people think that.
This show almost didn't happen.
Yeah, I backed out for a minute.
We had a fight. We probably have, I don't know, honestly, in a year, two big fights, right?
If that, yeah.
You never swear, ever, ever.
No, that's not my thing.
You don't give the finger. You don't do anything like that. And I do. Not to you, but I swear, right?
You do.
Well, how does it work? How does it work?
What do you mean?
That whole dynamic for you.
How do I not swear?
How does that whole work? My combustible nature versus your calm, cool, collect, mature side.
I think that's why we are good for each other, because mm-hmm. we kind of balance each other. So when you kind of explode, which doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I think I realize, okay, it's time for everybody to take a step back and have a moment to regroup, rethink, and come back together at a calmer moment when we can actually have a rational conversation, because there's nothing productive about yelling at people.
All right, so I want to grab Alex, your friend.
Yeah,
right?
Alex Moser.
And by the way, this is an issue that's relevant to everybody in the country right now, right?
It is.
We've both discussed this. Why the hell won't people go back to work? Have you figured it out, honey, at all?
I mean, I don't think there's one answer. Of course, if I knew, people would be asking me. But I think there's a lot of reasons.
Give me some.
I think people being off work realize that they want to go back to a job they really enjoy. They want to go to a job where they're going to make enough money to make it worth it for paying childcare or caring for an older person. You know, if you're making a really low wage and then you're paying for childcare, well, sometimes it's not really worth it. And I think a lot of people also had to get new jobs. So maybe they were in the restaurant industry. They lost their job. Well, they had to find something new, so now they're in a different job. But, I mean, that certainly doesn't account for everybody.
How about COVID lazy, which is my theory, that I think people were lazy?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, we've always talked about this, like 90% of people are C students. I mean, a lot of people are not going to be self-motivated. And if they're getting by okay without, you know, a job and doing fine on unemployment benefits and maybe the childcare credits and, you know, other income and maybe making a small living doing something small, then they're okay with that.
We've made it clear that we love Seven Springs. We love the way they manage it.
Mm-hmm. And Hidden Valley.
Your last winter, I can't ski, I have horrible knees, but it's the best winter you ever had skiing with
the
kids.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And we were so grateful because there really wasn't a lot you could do during COVID, but it was one of the few places you could go where, you were totally safe. You're already wearing a mask because you've got that big gator over your face.
Yeah.
You got sticks on your feet that stick out 3 feet each side. You know, you could sit next to your family on the chairlift. And we went, oh gosh, I think 9 times.
But the last time we were there, we saw Alex, who's really an A student. Crazy how much he drives and the work
he
does. And the day we were there, he said, we're dozens of people short right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's experiencing this. Everyone in America. I've never seen anything like it. I wanted to grab him. Alex, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you? I'm feeling like a third wheel right now. I wasn't aware that this is happening.
See, this is the premiere, man. You were on the first show with me and the wife.
I'm honored, truly.
You had no idea, first of all, that we were married. And when you saw us together, it's kind of shocking, isn't it?
Well, Christine actually told me you guys were married. Like, she's actually proud of it.
She is. So,
thank you, Alex.
So I've known you guys have been married a long time. And again, I'm in the same relationship with my wife. There's definitely a yin and yang thing going on there. So I get your relationship.
It works, brother. So let's get down to it. Alex, you've been at this a long time. I have never, ever in America seen anything like this with employment. Have you, sir?
No, I think this is absolutely brutal right now. Trying to run resorts, run hospitality, run anything, heck, you know, at this time, and run it extremely well too. I mean, our expectations here, like so many others, are, heck, we just want to be able to, you know, run our operations. We're not even thinking about running it at A++ level as we normally have. So, of course, that's our goal, but, you know, it's not as easy as it used to be, that's for sure.
So what are you doing to try and find people? I mean, how do you get through this?
Well, Seven Springs is an interesting place, too, as you guys know, and Hidden Valley is an interesting place. Laurel Mound's an interesting place. You know, it's not, you're not coming into a factory and building widgets by any means.
Nice.
Every day is different. Every day is, you know, you're dealing with a lot of fun people that are looking for outdoor adventure, and, you know, those people are a lot of fun to work with. So, you know, we're also not looking for a 9-to-5 people Monday through Friday.
Nice.
You know, if you can come work, you know, we're very flexible. There's a lot of flexibility to work here. And we're trying to find those people that can just fill, you know, little nooks and crannies and holes to get us going for this winter. And, you know, we need everything. We need housekeeping. We need food and beverage, including cooks. We need waitresses and wait staff and waiters. And we need, you know, on mountain people too. We need snowboard instructors. We need ski instructors. We need lift operators. And we'll get, I'm fully confident.
Yeah.
Our team here is fully confident. We'll get all of it. It just, and that's why we started so early this year. We've
How
never
many?
Started this early.
You need 1,000 people, right?
We need 1,000 people.
Man, that seems like a big number, brother.
It's even bigger if, you know, it could be even more considering if you think about shifts and let's say Christine can only work, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. So we need somebody to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it may be even more than that, but we're pretty confident that we'll find it. And the culture here, again, you guys are speaking to it a little bit.
Sure.
I've schlepped up here for 13 years in a row coming from Pittsburgh because the culture here is amazing. It's an amazing, nurturing place to work.
It's beautiful too, man. Where do people go to kind of see if they fit the mold and see if there's a slot for them, sir?
We got a couple things. Actually, today actually starts our we're going to do what's called walk-in Wednesdays, where you can just walk into our human resources office and just talk to them and consider them career counselors, and they'll just come help you find a spot here in some way, shape, or form. You know, and they'll just ask you some questions.
Nice.
You know, maybe you're good for food and beverage. Yeah, maybe you're better for ski patrol. Maybe you're, you know. So that's going to happen every Wednesday from 12 to 3 starting today. And then we have a couple other events. So we have a job fair starting, or not job fair. We're doing a series of job fairs, but the first one is September 25th at Seven Springs. And then we're going to have what's called a hiring party October 16th. We've never tried this before. I'm not even sure what it's going to all look like, but there's going to be some food tasting, some games, some prizes. So I guess in a sense, it is truly a hiring party.
Hey, is celebrity ski instructor Susan Copen coming back?
She said she is.
Mm.
I'm hopeful she is, and I know that we're all good friends.
Yeah.
I hope she comes back because a couple things. One, she's just a great human being, as you guys know.
Yeah.
But two, when Abby, our social media manager, who's on camera a lot, needed a day off here and there, Susan actually filled in, which was awesome.
Yep.
But since she's, I don't know. We might have to get Christina to do Hidden Valleys.
Oh, man, she could do it, too. My wife can ski. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks. Good to talk to you guys.
Anytime. We'll do this again.
Bye.